Hare Krishna. We just finished with Lord Nrisimhadev. To the west of this flows the Gandaka River, which is past the Alakananda River and Kashi Kshetra. I shall then see Godruma Kshetra, corresponding to the place of Braj where King Indra Surabhi cows worship Lord Krishna. Within the entire three worlds, there is no place comparable to Godruma. This is Godruma. It is the forest in which the great sage Markandeya received the mercy of Lord Gaura. Just as Ishodan and Radhakund lie close to the bank of the river Ganga, similarly Godruma lies just as close to the bank of the river Saraswati. O my dear mind, just worship the forest of Godruma. By this you will very soon behold the transcendental treasure of Lord Gaura's pastimes. Seeing the vision of these pastimes, you will easily attain the eternal sportive play of Radha and Krishna. Only this will fulfill all your desires. Godruma corresponds to the city of Nanda Maharaj in Braj, known as Sri Nandishwar, which is the residence of the cowherd folk. Here Sri Gauranga performs various pastimes. After having a snack of milk products at a cowherd's house in the forenoon period, Nimai goes in the company of his gopher friends and tends the cows in the pasture lands. The cowherd boy would say, "Oh brother, you are a gopal. Dressing like a Brahmin boy does not suit you at all. Come on, I'll carry you on my shoulders and we'll go herd the cows. Let's head towards your mother's house in Mayapur." One gopa would show great affection and give him curds mixed with condensed milk, and another gopa would become agitated with love just by seeing the wonderfully beautiful form of the Lord. Yet another gopa would place fruits and flowers on his hands, saying, "Oh brother, please come to my house every day. You are the worshipable deity for the Brahmins, but you are also the very purpose of the life for us gopas. We cannot possibly forsake you. You are the only object of our meditation and consciousness. Just see the cows. On sighting you, they begin mooing and give up eating grass, even forgetting about their own calves. Since it is now getting late, you should go home to your father's house, and tomorrow we'll meet again at this place. I'll save some yogurt, curds, and condensed milk for you. But if you come late, I'll be very upset." In this way, Sri Gaura and Nitai play with the cowherd boys from day to day in the divine Godrum forest. If there is enough time, Gaura Bhagavan again bathes in the river Ganga before proceeding home to Sri Shachi. Will such a day ever be mine? When will I see the pure love-laden Godrum pastimes performed by the Lord in the mood of a cowherd boy playing with his cowherd friends? With a mind fixed in longing to serve the Lord, I reside at my house at Godruma. This is where we are going, Thakur Bhakti Vinod. South of Godruma lies the enchanting island of Madhyadweep. It's very beautiful to behold, being filled with a radiant series of wonderful forests. There, during the midday period of his eternal pastimes, Prabhu takes his devotees along and comes to visit the seven rishis. There on the bank of the river Gomati is Naimisha Forest, where the assembly of rishis are listening to recitation of Gaura Bhagavat. That's further down, but over on that towards that side. In order to hear these narratives about Lord Gaura, Shiva, and other demigods, quickly mount Brahma's swan carrier and make haste to come. When will I wander and wander through that forest and behold the wonderful vision of this assembly of sages hearing the Gaura Purana by the banks of the Gomati River? Gaura Purana is Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. On the day of Ekadasi, during the most auspicious month of Kartik, I will listen to those stories of Chaitanya Katha. When will the audience of rishis headed by Shonaka show their mercy by grasping both my hands and putting the dust of their feet upon my head? I will explain, O residents of Navadvip, let us attentively drink the nectar of Sri Gauranga Katha in this forest. South of there lies Brahma Pushkur, This area is the same of the holy place of Sri Pushkar Tirtha, and it was visited by the best of Brahmins named Devadas. Worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga at that place, don't block the way. Lord Gauranga, worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga at that place, Vipra Devadas was consoled upon beholding a vision of the Lord's beautiful golden form. Further south is Uchahata, non-different from Kurukshetra of Brahmavarta, which is a place of pilgrimage for the three worlds. That's just at the junction of the road, just by the, on this side of the bridge. Here all the demigods reside, continually performing Gaura Sankirtan. Sometimes the present-day residents of this area can hear that music. During the midday period of his eternal pastimes, Lord Sri Gauranga and his associates stroll through all these forests, overcome with the madness of divine love. While the devotees give hints of Krishna's confidential pastimes, Gauranga sings and dances and tastes the sweet, ecstatic emotions of Sri Radha. When will I, alone or in the company of devotees, float in the waves billowing on the ocean of love for Lord Chaitanya? Behaving with utmost humility, I will wander around in the various forests of Madhyadweep during the midday period and contemplate the ecstatic emotional states felt by the Lord in those same places. When will the devotees who are residents of Madhyadweep be merciful and show me? Oh, look, here is our Lord Gauranga, Sri Hari, on the bank of Brahmakund within the town of Brahmanagar. He is dancing and chanting with his associates in Grand Kirtan. When will I see the astounding form of Gaura with beautiful complexion like pure gold, wearing a garland of forest flowers with two long arms and booming in a loud voice? O brothers, all of you, please chant the holy name in unison. At that moment, all the devotees headed by Sri Vas will shout, Hari, Hari, and begin performing Sankirtan. Someone will exclaim, chant the name of Gaura Hari, dear brother. Without Gaura, we cannot attain the service of Radha and Krishna. So this is Mayapur, and that's Simanta Dweep, and this is Godrum Dweep, and there is Madhya Dweep. And then, of course, over past there was Rudra Dweep, and then I will go to walk down to house of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Thus, from the lotus feet of pure devotees, is conducive to devotional service, while service to the Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. I observe with great care the holy days like Ekadasi and Janmashtami, for they are the mother of devotion. As my dwelling place, I choose with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. All those places where my Lord Gaurasundara traveled for pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. My mind always begs for the opportunity to hear the music of the Mridanga. Upon hearing the kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurasundara, my heart dances in ecstasy. By beholding the deity forms of the divine couple, Radha Krishna, I feel the greatest joy. By honoring the Lord Prasad, I conquer over worldly illusions. Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home whenever I see the worship and service of Lord Hari going on there. Upon seeing the Ganges, which is a river of nectar emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, my happiness knows no bounds. The sight of the holy Tulsi tree soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. By honoring Shak, a dear favorite of Lord Chaitanya, I consider life worthwhile. Whatever bhakti Vinod obtains, it is conducive for the service of Sri Krishna. He accepts every day with the greatest of joy. And if we continue reading here, near Uchahata is a place known as Panchaveni, Five Streams. It is considered a holy pilgrimage spot by the demigods who come here on vacation. At this place, the three streams of the river Ganga, Bhagirathi, Bhogavati, and Alakananda, plus the Jamuna and Saraswati rivers, all join together, desiring to perform service for Lord Gaura. The Bhagirathi that you see, Alakananda, is flowing in there, but mostly it's dried up and goes that way. And the Bhagavati is on from the other side, flowing in. Here Gaurahari and his associates take bath, thereby purifying the Tirtha from all the sins left by the people of Kali Yuga. Vedavyas and the assembly of rishis recognize that in all these 14 worlds, there is no other holy place that can compare to Panchaveni. When will I bathe in the waters of the Panchaveni and thereby remember the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga? Filling the palms of my hands with the very water that has washed the feet of Gaura and drinking my fill, becoming madly intoxicated by topics about Lord Gaura, when will I be so blessed? Across the Ganga River from Panchaveni is the enchanting island called Koladweep. That's where you go to the other side, where the Lord appeared to his devotee Murari Gupta in the form of a boar. Or it wasn't Murari Gupta. Bhaktira. Bhakti, you know, doesn't say Murari Gupta. That's the translator. That's this devotee. What's his name? Divya Das. Anyway, not Murari Gupta. Koladweep, where the Lord appears and is to his devotee in the form of a boy. All the scriptures call this place Varaha Kshetra, rarely attained even by the demigods. This is a purely spiritual realm pervaded with transcendental bliss. Honestly. Famous throughout the entire universe is the town of Kuliya Pahar, by all means the topmost place of Sri Gauranga's pastimes. When Sri Krishna Chaitanya attempted a journey to Vrindavan immediately after taking sannyas, he was tricked by Nityananda Prabhu and instead came to this town in this district of Nadia. At this place is a school of Vidya Vachaspati, the popular son of Visharada, who did not know him. Being an unalloyed servant of the Lord, by the power of his pure devotion, he attracted his own Prabhu once while taking a bath in the Ganga. When will I stand still on this bank of the Ganga by the door of Vidya Vachaspati school and view the opulence of the spiritual kingdom? After a few moments, will the Lord, who is king among sannyasis, suddenly appear in the palace before my eyes? Seeing the golden effulgence of the Lord in the form of a sannyasi, I will fall to the earth in great anxiety. I will feel just as the gopis did upon seeing Krishna and Dwarka dressed like a royal prince. Thus they cried while remembering his sweet and simple cowherd pastimes on the bank of the Jamuna. I long to take the moonlight Gaur Chandra back to Mayapur, where he is dressed like a young boy and his divine limbs are radiant with ornaments, where his hair is long and curly and his dhoti folded thrice, where he performs pastimes with his devotees in his own garden named Vishodhyan. Of course, the sannyasi is my lord and I am just his servant. These different appearances that the Lord assumes are but some of his unlimited pastimes. Still, my heart longs to take the Lord back to the temple of Srivas Pandit on the bank of Pritikun. A little further on from here, I see the holy place called Sri Samudragar, the purifier of the whole universe. That's further down. This is where Bhima had fought with King Samudrasen and received a personal audience with the Lord, who is the friend of the fallen and who acknowledges his pure devotee. Also, the ocean personally comes upstream to this spot by taking shelter of the river Ganga. Seeing the pastime of Navadvip Dam, the ocean is astounded with divine ecstatic love. In this way, the splendorous holy place known as Sri Ganga Sagar eternally shines near the town of Navadvip. This Tirtha is seen both by the demigods and the demons alike. Only the most fortunate souls can see this island of Koladweep, the abode of supreme bliss, which is non-different from the forest of Sri Bahulavan in Braj. Sri Shachi Kumar regularly brings his associates here, and deeply absorbed in the ecstasy of Kirtan, he dances again and again. O Koladweep, please be merciful to this worthless person and give me the benediction of living in Navadweep amongst the devotees. Kindly grant me the right to the treasure of the pastimes of Sri Gauranga in life or in death. Prabhu Gauranga is my Lord. In the northern part of Koladweep is the village called Champahatta, which perpetually shines beautifully within Navadweep Dam. This Champahatta is a great holy place and is quite an enchanting village. It is here where the poet Jayadev worships the moon-like Gora. Here in the home of Vaninath, the son of Sachi, performed the congregational chanting of the holy names in the company of his associates. Thus there was a great festival in which Lord Gauranga displayed the spiritual opulence of his own ecstatic love. In the village of Champahatta is also a forest of Champaka trees, from which the gopi named Champakalata regularly gathers flowers for making Radha and Krishna's gardens. This village in Navadweep is non-different from the forest of Kadiravan in Braj, where Krishna and Balaram like to take rest. The cowherd boys then sit down and engage in various types of funny conversation. Meanwhile, the calves keep grazing and grazing until they wander off to distant woods. Losing sight of them, all the boys become alarmed. But at the sound of Krishna's flute, the calves immediately come running back. While I'm watching and watching this pastime with full attention, suddenly the scene vanishes and I will fall to the ground unconscious. Regaining my awareness after some time, I shall rise up and then continue wandering slowly and sadly through the forest. O Gauranga, O Krishna Chandra, O oceans of mercy, you are the wealth for the wretched and poor, and I'm the lowest rascal. Saying this while weeping and sobbing continuously, I will move onwards. Then suddenly I will behold the town of Vidyanagar. This place is the abode of the four Vedas and the 64 branches of knowledge. Vidyanagar is without a doubt the central seat of Saraswati, the goddess of learning. Taking shelter of this pit, Lord Brahma, Shiva, and the rishis have revealed all types of knowledge to the material world. Knowing that the Lord would sport his educational pastimes here, the teacher of the demigods named Brihaspati gave up his abode in the heavenly planets and took the form of Vasudev Sarvabhauma. Here at Vidyanagar, he taught all types of knowledge according to various processes. Whoever lives at Vidyanagar, the town of knowledge, and sings the glories of Gora, becomes a fortunate teacher and will never know grief. Whoever takes darshan of the area of Vidyanagar and worships Lord Gora, the nectar-producing moon, will be free from all ignorance. Will I ever see that beautiful Sri Gauranagar, Gaurasundar, as he goes to Vidyanagar out of his affinity for gaining knowledge? I will see him chastising Devananda Mahashaya with strong words for committing an offense unto Shivas Pandit. Thus the merciful Lord always takes the side of his devotee and defends him. Even an Antashesh cannot understand anything about the pastimes of my Lord. When he will become excited by a particular action, what he meditates on while sitting still, why he gives up his kirtan to chastise the students who criticize him for chanting Gopi Gopi, nor how much happiness he feels by defeating his teachers. Whatever the Lord does is a cause of bliss. The Lord is completely independent, and I am simply his humble servant. My tiny intelligence is naturally limited, and so I have no power whatsoever to judge his actions. All the inhabitants of Navadweep who act as the Lord's teachers are nourishers of his eternal pastimes. Therefore, they are worthy of my respects. All of you, please show your compassion to me, a fallen and destitute person. Kindly bestow upon me the qualification for chanting Nam Sankirtan. To the Tirtha Vidyanagar, I make this request. I pray that the ignorance which hides the truth of Lord Gaur's pastimes may never cover my mind. With that veil lifted, may I always transcend and live far beyond the realm of Maya's illusion. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Thakur Bhakti Vinod Ki Jai.